Thank you. Okay, kuf. It's a very interesting halachas tonight. Okay, kuf. Pei, bays. Sif. What'd you say? Yud bays?
Your base, your base.
Yud bays. Who's gonna be? Oh, yud bays, yeah. Okay. So me, shenachofel kelo base a mishta v'chadoyim, a very common shiloh. Somebody's utensils, somebody's clothing got swapped out at a party, like a wedding or a Shalom Zachar or in Shul. You come to get your jacket and somebody else's jacket is there. Reza lo yishtamish b'kelim elu shubo liyodoy. You cannot use the kelim. Ve'enam shaloi, and they're not yours. Meaning, so basically you know that somebody took your jacket, the same exact jacket is hanging there, you're not allowed to take it. That's a way to the kitzur paskins. And when the Baal Chefetz comes, you got to give it back to him. Even though your Chefetz got lost, meaning the guy comes to you and says, I have some bad news to tell you. I took your jacket by mistake, and then it got lost or it got ruined. But I want my jacket that you have. You have to give it back to him. And the, like, everybody's always sometimes, I don't know everybody, but many times you get the wrong cleaner stuff. So a kveses, a cleaner, a mechaveses l'rabim that's washing for the public, and you give him, and the cleaners gives you back a shirt that doesn't belong to you. Also, you're not allowed to wear it. You have to give it back to the owners. Even though yours became lost. Ach. But if you have that shirt for so long that it's impossible that the owner is going to go to the cleaners and say to the cleaners, by the way, where's my shirt? And they would have come to an agreement. Then you're allowed to wear it. Because Mistama, the kaveses, took care of the owner, the rightful owner, Vashilma ba'ada chala kaze, and paid for the mistake, they paid for this shirt. Now, but that's only in the cleaner's case. In the first case, where something was misplaced, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you don't do it. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's accepted in a place where, let's say, the raincoat got swapped out or umbrellas get swapped out, if it's accepted that you wouldn't mind if somebody, the one who took your umbrella by mistake, or if they would be okay with it, so then you are allowed to use it, which is, I think, the accepted psak. Fine. Yud Gimel. Asa, this is a big summer camp yeshiva dorm set of halachas. You're not allowed to benefit from anything of your friend without his knowledge. Even though you're 100% sure that when the owners find out that you use their thing, Yismuchu, they're not only they're going to be okay with it, they're going to actually be happy with it. And they're going to be happy because they love him. It's still Asr. Right?
He's saying this
And, but there are Paiskim that disagree with the Kitzur and say that if you know with 100% certainty that this person will let you use it, then you're allowed to use it. And of course, with a Dvar Mitzvah, that's also because it's Nicha for a person that somebody does a Mitzvah with his things.
So, like in a sefer where it says the person's name and then it says, please use and put back.
That's for sure, okay, because you gave permission. But the question is, even if you didn't write that, if you know it's your friend, then well, the kitzur's passing, you can't take it. But others disagree with the kitzur.
Why is it there?
Somebody goes into a pardes, into a orchard, to a garden, also a look at Paris, it's also to be malakat Paris, shalemi das abilum, not mitas the bilum. Afopisha bala pardus abala gina oyevoi vere sherkinavshoi. Even though the owner is his good friend, Uvada Yismach Vyogik, he's gonna be very happy when he knows that this guy was Nene from the Paris. Since right now he doesn't know about it, then the guy is being Nene be'iser. And the Kitzur puts in there, he says, you got to warn the Olam about this because people don't know about this because of their loss. They just don't know that. They think they could just go make Hamish in anybody's house and that you cannot do.
Shrek is like
Your
slightly
dollar may
better.
come welcome with the Leben Vesa Shaladam Lita improves the Laoni. There's another common thing. Can kids invite their friends to their siblings' weddings? All right, you say, oh, what do you mean? The kid gave me permission to eat here. It's not his wedding. Or can a kid feed food to his friends from the parents' house without asking the parents' permission? So that the kids are saying is mutter. Litein prusalani, you can go give out tzedakah, or to give it to a kid of the friend of the balabayas, without getting permission. Lefishakach, nagu balabatim. That's the minig. The minig is to be expansive with their belongings. That's not called shalemidasabailam. That is the minig. With these types of halachas, a lot of it has to do with what is the common minig, when how are people normally noyik. So when people ask, oh, there's a bris in the shul, am I allowed to go partake in the bris? It seems to be the minig that anybody that's in the shul by that shul can come eat from the bris, that type of thing. But minig, and the Bailam are aware of this minig. That's why you're allowed to collect money from women, tzedakah from women, at least a little bit, shalemi das Bailam, without the das of her husband, because we know all money belongs to the husband, right? But so then why is the wife allowed to give tzedakah? So in small amounts, it's okay. Hayal v'darkan v'kach, since that is the derech, v'yodan ha-baylim shedarkan v'kach, and the owners know that that's the derech. V'chein b'pardes, and the same thing by a pardes, imhu rogel boy, lechom b'peroisa midas ha-baylim, mutter. If it's rogel to eat from the peiros midas baylim, it is mutter. V'chein kol k'yoytze b'zeh, and the same thing, and all other situations. Right, so as long as you know, meaning it's very fine, because the previous sif we said, even though you know the balabas is going to be happy, you're not allowed to have it. But here we're saying if it's the derech, then it's okay. Okay, Tesva. Let's say you find fruit on the way under a tree. Shehu naita ala derech, that it's the tree is overhanging the road. So if it's the derech that when these fruits fall off the tree, they get ruined. Or even if they're not disgusting, but most people that are passing by are goyim, or their fruits, that's the derech of the behemoth to eat them, and they walk past there, and the owner is meyayish. He knows these fruits are going to fall on the tree, on the street, and he's never going to see them again. So then you're allowed to. But if it's peiros that are not disgusting, and the majority of people passing by there are yidden, asurim gezel, then it is also because of stealing, because the guy is not meyayish. The owner is not meyayish. And if it belongs to Yisamim Ketanim, right, young orphans, Asurim B'cholinim, then it's Asur in all situations. Ki HaKetanim, Ein HaYiyush HaMechila Shalhem Klum. Their Yiyush is nothing.
But I appreciate the bill.
Right? Fine. Tezayin, a major one. It's only three words, but it's a major hak. Dina D'machusa Dina. Right? What the Malchus says goes, and you have to keep it. So, I mean, you could have hours and hours of shiurim exactly what Dina D'Malchusa Dina means. Is there Dina D'Malchusa Dina in a democracy? Maybe it's only with his melech, because it's his country and he could do whatever he wants. In a democracy, maybe not. Are you allowed to fudge your taxes? Not all these things go under. Are you allowed to speed, et cetera, et cetera? Those all go under the category of Dina D'Malchusa Dina. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is paskening that the dina of the malchus is a din. Okay, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Hilchus Niske Mammon Ubay Vav Seifer. So also Lahazik Mammon Chaveroi Afilu Al Das L'Shalim. It is also to damage the money of your friend, even if it's on the das to pay. K'mayshe also Lignoi V'Ligzal Al Das L'Shalim. I mean, you can't just go damage someone. Let's say you decided that you just need to smash a car, so you want to go smash your friend's car, and you'll pay him for it. Right? You can't do that, even if it's a das l'shalim, k'mo she'asa lignoi v'ligzol a das l'shalim, the same way that it's also to steal, even if you plan on paying it back. But if you nezik l'chaveiro, and even if you're just doing a grama of damage to your friend, bein b'maaseh bein b'dibur, whether it's with action or whether it's with talking, aser, it's still aser. Chala gairim nezik l'chaveiro, but if you just got a grama, then afilu b'inyan shepata medina adam, even though you're pata medina adam, because grama you are pater for, meaning if you are indirect cause, so then you're a pater, but chay b'dinei shemayim, you're still chay b'dinei shemayim, actually fais es chaveiro, until you appease your friend and ask him mechila. Right, so even though ba'etzim you could be pater, right? Like if you push a kid, let's go one of the cases that comes up, like one kid pushes another kid into the pool, and he didn't know that he had a cell phone in his pockets, and now the cell phone got ruined. So the lechayra, that's a grama, right? Because he just pushed him into the water. How was that to do with him that the phone was in his pocket? But so even though maybe he's pater, but Hashem is gonna be upset with this until you are mephayasim. Even if you have some damage coming to you, you're not allowed to remove it from you. If that's going to cause that damage to go on your friend, in other words, you have a leak in your, you have a, I don't know, a leak. Yeah, let's call it a leak in your house, and you could reroute the leak so that it leaks into your neighbor's yard. That you're not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to save yourself even with the gram nezik of your friend. But before the damage comes, you're allowed to do it. Meaning, if you know it's going to rain very hard and the water is going to come flooding into your property, so you want to put something on your property that blocks it, but it's going to end up going into your neighbor's property, then the kitzur says that you're allowed to do before the damage happens. Even though it's going to go on to your friend. If you have, if there's a water creek is going to flood your property. Actually, so before the water gets into your field, for now you can build a fence in front of it to block the water. Even though it's going to end up flooding your field, your friend's field. But once it goes into your friend's field, also it is also to take the water out of your field and let it go into your friend's field. Since the damage is already on you, you're not allowed to remove it and to put it onto your friend. So, meaning before the damage comes, you could do it. After the damage comes, you cannot do it. Gimel, if you have the army, back then the army would just move into the city and everybody in the city would have to support them. And the people from the city are mechuyev to give them a place to sleep. It is also for one person to bribe the officer, the patre, to make him pater. Because that's going to cause nezik to a different yid. And the same thing with other taxes. Also, it is also to be mishtadel to buy a sar to paterim. If through that you will, it's gonna cause a burden on others. So Isa Cain and those that do this, Nikra Moser is called. He's called a Moser. It's it, which is a big chiddush, because Moser normally is somebody who personally goes and rats somebody out to the government. Here we're saying no. The kids are saying that if you get out of paying taxes, and Mamela, they're going to go take those, take, and they're going to go after other people for the taxes, then you are considered a Moiser. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night and a peaceful night, and hopefully not have to implement any of these halachas.
What's the problem then?